In the precious name of Jesus, our Savior, who calls us into his loving arms, in Jesus' name, amen. Our theme for tonight is beautiful feet, and it's from the reading Pastor shared with us a moment ago, the epistle lesson, a reading from Romans chapter 10. I would invite you to use your pew Bibles, and please turn to Romans chapter 10 as we look at our text for this evening. May God bless my speaking and your hearing for Jesus' sake. Amen. If you're a visitor with us tonight and do not have a Bible at home, we encourage you to take one of the pew Bibles as our gift to you so that you can read and study God's precious Word. God's precious Word. If I were to ask most of you what the gospel in a nutshell is, if I were to ask you what the gospel is, probably most of you would be able to answer wisely and well a good answer from John 3:16. For we know that God gives us that precious message of the gospel in those few short words. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting eternal life. That's the message of the gospel in just a few words. But you know, I would suggest to you this evening, we have the gospel in a nutshell several times in tonight's text, that reading from Romans chapter 10. If you're in Romans chapter 10, look at verse 9. Verse 9 says, "If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved." That's the gospel in a nutshell. That's what the gospel is all about. Believing and trusting in Jesus as your Savior and knowing that you have the gift of eternal life. Look with me also, if you will, at verse 13. "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." It's the gospel in a nutshell, the gospel in just a few words. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, who believes in Jesus, will be saved. What our text also tells us is that that message is a message everyone needs to know. But how can anyone call on the name of the Lord if they haven't believed in him? And how can they believe unless they've heard? And how can they hear unless someone preaches or teaches or tells them? And how can someone tell them, preach or teach or tell, unless they're sent? And then the words I want you to remember especially from tonight. How beautiful on the mountain are the feet of those who bring the good news. That's the message I want to bring to you this evening, and I want to talk to you this evening for just a few moments about, believe it or not, I want to speak to you about feet. Feet. Beautiful feet. Now, I don't know if you think that feet are beautiful. I guess, for the most part, I don't think so. I think there are lots of the parts of our bodies that God gives us that are much more attractive than our feet. But tonight's lesson speaks about beautiful feet. Actually, Scripture speaks many times about feet, and I don't know if you've recognized that. But what the Bible reminds us is that Jesus walked and he talked with his disciples all his life long. Throughout his earthly ministry, his feet were important because they carried him from place to place, from people to people, from preaching station to preaching station, so that he could share the message of the good news. Another Bible lesson I know you all remember is Jesus washing the disciples' feet. Another lesson about feet. Another lesson which is shown here was how Mary at Simon's home, when they were eating, Jesus was reclined at the table, and Mary came and she wept on his feet. She cried and her tears spilled onto Jesus' feet. I think those were tears of sorrow. tears of sorrow because of the wicked and the sinful life she had lived. But more than that, they were tears of joy spilling over because she knew that Jesus loved her and forgave her for her sins. Then you remember how she used her hair to wipe those tears away. And then she broke the alabaster jar, an ointment jar with expensive perfume on Jesus' feet. And Jesus said, what she's doing will be remembered as long as the gospel is preached. She's preparing me for my death. And there he alluded to his ministry, his life and death and resurrection for you and for me and for the sins of the whole world. Jesus' feet were important because Jesus' feet brought the message of the good news. Beautiful feet? Well, that's what our text says. Beautiful feet are those feet that bring the message of the gospel. Paul was quoting from the Old Testament. In our text for tonight, Paul says something about those beautiful feet. In verse 15, he says, "How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news, as it is written." Well, where was it written? It was written in the Old Testament book of Isaiah. In Isaiah chapter 52, "How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns." Paul was quoting from Isaiah about beautiful feet. I don't know if you think that feet are beautiful, but Jesus says they are because they bring the good news, the message of salvation. So when you think about Jesus, I'd like for you to think of this picture of his feet. These feet are beaten. These feet are bloody. These feet are bruised. And they're the feet of Jesus. How beautiful the feet of Jesus, because they bring good news. The feet of Jesus, these crucified feet of Jesus, remind us and they assure us that there is peace with God now once again. Where our sin had divided us from God, we are now united with Him through the beautiful feet of Jesus. Jesus' beautiful feet bring the message of forgiveness and the assurance that we are saved, that there's a place for us with Him in heaven. And those are indeed beautiful feet. How precious is this message that God brings to us, and Jesus calls us to walk in His footsteps. Just a moment ago with the little children, we tried to walk, and it was a difficult thing. It's difficult for us. It's impossible for us unless God reaches down to us and carries us safely along. I believe in this idea of feet and beautiful feet, Jesus is calling us to follow in His footsteps. If He came to bring good news, if He came to be the bearer of God's message of salvation, and we follow in His footsteps, we will do likewise. Now, some of you will say, but Pastor, I don't speak very well. Pastor, I don't know what to say. What if somebody asks a question, or what if they argue in some way? What do I do and what do I say? I'm afraid to share the message of Jesus and salvation. And what I would ask you to do tonight is to begin praying, and maybe you have already, but pray, Lord, help me. Lord, help me to know that there is no situation I will go into where you're not already there. There's nobody that I'll speak to that you haven't already sent me to. There is no question, no difficulty will come up that you cannot answer, Lord, whether I have the words to speak them or you speak them through me. Lord, give me confidence and give me faith. Some of you will say, but Pastor, I really don't know anybody that's not a Christian. I don't know anybody that's not in church. Most of my friends are here at church, and I know other church people, and they already know the message of Jesus. And to that I would say, if you don't have any friends that are non-Christians, you just need more friends. You need to reach out, and you need to be friends to others who are around you. It amazes me constantly how God brings into this place the feet of those who've not heard the message of salvation. They come here and they come among us. And even in this place, we have a chance to share the message of God's love in Christ. The good news, the news of God in a nutshell. John 3:16 and Romans chapter 10. God gives us the privilege of speaking for Him. And my guess is that if you say, well, I don't know people that aren't Christians, you're probably not looking at the people who are all around you. You see, there are people all around us, in our neighborhoods, across the backyard fence, people that we meet for coffee, people at school who don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, who've never heard the message. How can they call upon Him? How can they believe if they've never heard? And how can they hear if someone is not sent? And God is sending us. God is sending each of us. God is sending you and me to the paper boy, to the checkout counter, and the person we encounter there. He's sending us to our workplaces and our neighborhoods. He's sending us everywhere we live and move to share the message of Jesus. And I'm asking you, I believe Jesus is calling you and me tonight to dedicate ourselves to doing exactly that where He sends us. And He does send us as His people to share the message of Christ. What I would ask you tonight is to do this, to prayerfully consider this. I'm going to ask you now to take just a moment to write down two names. Please take Life at Holy Cross, and I'd like for you to write down two names, two people that you know, that you suspect don't know Jesus as Savior. And I'm going to ask that this week you would begin praying by name for those people and the opportunity to share the message of the gospel. I'm going to pause for a moment for you to do that. Prayerfully consider and write down two names of people around you who you suspect don't know Jesus and for whom you can begin to pray. Let's do that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that You would place on our hearts those who need to know You as Lord and Savior. We ask, O Lord, that You would help us by the power of Your Spirit to know those around us who don't know You as Lord and Savior. You give us the call. You ask us, Lord, to share the message of the gospel and how it goes out, what it accomplishes, how it saves people is Your responsibility. We ask, Lord, that this night You would help us to think about, to care for, to compassionately love those around us who don't know You as Lord and Savior. And as we do, we pray, Lord, that You would give us beautiful feet to share the good news of Jesus. In Your name we ask it, in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen. As you look down tonight, and I'd like for you to do that, look down to the floor, and what do you see? Well, there's tile, there's carpeting, but obviously tonight I want you to see your feet. Some of you may see your feet because you've got sandals. Some of you may see shoes, but those shoes represent all kinds of people. And I brought several shoes to show you tonight and the kind of people that they might represent. Some among us are kind of silly. Some of us are kind of fuzzy. Some of us are a little dull around the edges. And this shoe, this slipper, represents some of us. God is calling you to share the message of good news. I'm going to place these on the altar because we offer ourselves to our Savior in His service. Some of you are like this tennis shoe, athletic and energetic and young and all about. And if you are, God is calling you to share Jesus with those who are around you. Some of you are more elegant, more sophisticated. And here's a high heel that represents that kind of person. If that's who God has made you to be, if those are the circles in which you move, God is calling you to share the message of Jesus. I guess maybe these would be the kind of shoes that represent me. A little clunky, a little odd around the edges sometime. But if God calls us, God calls people just like this to share the message of good news. And the final one I wanted to show you is this one. Here's a tiny little shoe. A tiny little foot fits in this shoe. And God calls us from youngest to oldest to share the message of Jesus. Wherever we are, whoever we are, with whom we ever we are, God calls us to be His people in service to Him. And I pray that God would help you and me tonight to do just that, to prayerfully consider these people and how God is calling us to step up to what He calls us to do. God calls us to step forward in this message of the gospel, and He calls us to step out without fear, knowing that His hand guides, directs, and cares for us. Because you see, yours too are beautiful feet as you share the message of salvation, as you share the message that God loved the world in Christ, God forgives us in Christ Jesus, and God calls us to be His ambassadors to the world. May God empower, equip, and encourage you to do just exactly that. You have beautiful feet. For Jesus' sake, let it be so. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus as you share Him with the world. Amen.